Romotta stopped in front of a tavern and was about to go in, but then realized that his coin purse was missing. He stood in front of the door in complete confusion. He just couldn't get used to such occurrences, although this wasn't the first time, and spent a long time digging through his pockets. There had been 3 pouches, with 10 gold pieces in each. He gave one to the procurator, Father Kin, and another to Wager. The 3rd one had disappeared. His pockets were empty. Old gold buckles had been carefully cut off his left pant leg, and the dagger had disappeared from his belt. Then he noticed 2 stormtroopers standing nearby, gawking at him and grinning stupidly. The employee of the Institute of Experimental History couldn't care less. But the noble Don Rumato of Estor went berserk. For a second he lost control of himself. He took a step toward the stormtroopers and unconsciously raised his hand, clenching it into a fist. Apparently his face had become horrifying, because the mockers shied away, grins frozen, as if they'd been paralyzed, and hurriedly ducked into a tavern. Then he became frightened. He had only been this scared once in his life, when he, at the time still the 2nd pilot of a passenger starship, felt the 1st attack of malaria. God knows where this disease had come from, and after 2 hours filled with surprised jokes and quips, he was already cured. But he had never forgotten the shock that he, a perfectly healthy man who had never been sick, felt at the thought that something had gone wrong inside him, that he had become defective and had somehow lost unilateral authority over his body. "But I didn't mean to," he thought. "I wasn't even considering it. They weren't even doing much. Okay, so they were standing around, so they were grinning very foolishly, but I probably did look completely ridiculous digging through my pockets. I was this close to cutting them down," he suddenly realized. "If they hadn't cleared out, I would have cut them down." He remembered that on a recent bet he had split a dummy dressed in Suanian double armor from top to bottom with a single sword stroke, and he felt the skin on his back crawl. "They would have been lying here like pig carcasses, and I'd be standing here with a sword in my hand and wouldn't have known what to do. Some god turning into a savage." He suddenly noticed that all his muscles ached as if after hard labor. Now, come down, he told himself. Nothing happened. It's over. Just an outburst. A momentary outburst and it's all over. After all, I'm human, and humans are still animals. It's just my nerves. My nerves and the tension of the last couple of days. But mostly, it's the feeling of a shadow creeping over us. I can't tell whose shadow or where it's coming from, but it's creeping over us, inexorably so.
Записано в студии Sound Service.